Yeah, so I haven't said nothing in over a year. It's almost gonna be 2 years in a couple months from my introductory little sentence I said about this and that. Screw stuff. No, this other good stuff. So wouldn't it be a good time to motherfucking say something, speak on some shit? You know what I'm talking about? Hold on. This is gonna be few minutes, but hold on a second. Not what I'm about to do, but yeah, few minute rant. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, shit. Yeah, shit. Hoodest shit ever, 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 ever. Okay, 1 minute. Okay, here we go. Check this shit out.
So, I don't even know. I need topics to talk about, huh? Instead of just randomly ranting about shit, huh? But anyway, let's just start with some questions that some people ask me, right? That people that still follow me. Shout out to some of the people that still follow me. Of course, that's the camp, Stay Hype, because, you know, you know, they're the camp. You feel me? The camp always gonna follow me, whether stuff is going good or going bad, man. That's why having camp and having family and all that shit intertwined is such a great thing. You know what I'm talking about? You know, you got niggas, when you slow down and get in your own personal life and you battle or you fight the good fight or working through inner demons, whatever you want to call it, when you go through that and you ain't the hottest sauce in the motherfucking bottle anymore, a lot of motherfuckers will stop talking about you. You feel me? And that's how it is, you know what I'm talking about? But, you know, I'm lucky that I still have some people check up on my tapes and say what up to me and know me as a person. You know what I'm talking about? But anyway, what was I gonna say? Anyway, questions, yeah. Yo, Pizzle, why the fuck does it take you so long to either drop some or this or that? That's like the number one question I hear all the time, right? So, answer, and I'm gonna give y'all a little story with this answer, right? Okay, and I'll be completely complacent 100. If you can find in my old tapes, and a lot of my old tapes are still out, some of them I can't reach because like I'm banned on that PIF. Some websites that had certain tapes are no longer existence. Like, say for instance, I think it was a website called like Mixtape Pass, and they had some tapes that ain't even got no more. You know what I'm talking about? Because you upload a tape and then something happened. Like, you upload tape and you have all your tapes on the hard drive, then that hard drive crash or get damaged, then you lose all tapes. And you like, oh, well, you know, well, I can always download this over again anytime I want. And then the mixtape goes, I mean, the website goes, you're like, oh, shit, I never download. So now it's like certain tapes I ain't even got no more. I can't get back that I've done. You know, I don't even know what track list it is because I wasn't that type of person. I would just do tapes and go at the time. You feel me? I think with a lot of DJs, especially like me, a lot of screw DJs, like, it was, you know, actually, it's not that much different. We all kind of did the same shit. Like, when I was coming up, man, I was pumping tapes to the motherfucker, right? I'd be pumping tapes because, like, fuck, new release drop, gotta remix. New release drop, new album drop, whatever, gotta slow it down and gotta, you know, do the thing to it. You feel me? So, so to be 100 with you, like, if you don't know, well, some people do know, most people do know, if you actually talk to me, originally from Mississippi, but, I'm a resident in the great island of Oahu, Hawaii. You know what I'm talking about? So I live in Hawaii. I've been back and forth, but pretty much I've been here for like 10 years. I only left for like maybe 2.5, 3 years, left for a little time being, and then came back. It is what it is with that. But anyway, so the thing of me not dropping certain things and certain that is me not dropping certain tapes is because, like, man, how to say this? I got to the battle scene. That's real what it was. I'll tell you a story. I said, check this out. So, you know, like, I'm one of them real DJ cats. You know what I'm talking about? Like, turntables and all that. Like, some cats be like, yeah, I got this, I got that, I got this equipment. But I'm talking about, like, actually, like, on some real DJ shit. Like, you know, I'm doing shows and I'm DJing in clubs and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? With some cats, no offense, I ain't saying nothing. If screw is all you do, more power to you. That's what it is. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I was one of the cats that actually fell in love with the culture. You know what I'm saying? To actually do DJ type shit. And I'm not saying that screw DJs don't do DJ type shit. I'm just saying there's a lot of cats. And secret, I started as one. I started as a cat when I was in high school years and years and years and years ago. Because I'm you know, I'm kind of old a little bit. I started on a program called Atomix, which was the predecessor to Virtual DJ. You know what I'm talking about? And how that happened was, we had just found out about Screw, right? We just found out about Screw music, because back then we was using Kazaa and Napster. If you hear the words Kazaa and Napster, you ought to know. If I'm saying Kazaa and Napster in high school, then yeah, I'm kind of a little bit old, because a lot of y'all cats are probably never ever get a chance to experience all that stuff. But anyway, so we was like, Kazaa and Napster was going on, and that's how I found out about Screw music, pretty much. You know what I'm talking about? Like, it was trickling down. Like, I'm from Mississippi, so it did come down there. Like, you know, cats did have Swisher House tapes and this and that. But I'm talking about my first experience with it was literally, I just saw, like, these MP3s that had Screwed on it. And then that's what it was. Like, I was like, okay, listen to it. I was like, oh, shit, this shit pretty bumping. Now, the thing was, back in the day, it was a lot of cats that was just slowing down tracks, putting Screwed on it, and that's what it was. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't nothing special about it. Wasn't no DJ skills on it. It was just this, this, and that. Well, eventually, you're going to be like, oh, okay, then what's the source? You know what I'm saying? What's the source? What's the originator? You know what I'm saying? What is the beginning? The beginning is DJ Screw. So I think the first DJ Screw tape I listened to was, I think, In Too Deep. That's the first. I ain't talking about like an MP3 that you download, because, you know, a lot of people's first Screw that they heard in the digital age was probably, because I was growing up while the digital age was still coming up. So, like I said, Kazaa and Napster. So, but the first album that I actually bought that was Screw was In Too Deep. It was an album, and it came from a Screw tape, but they made it into an album or whatever. They repackaged it as an album. But anyway, that's the first one I bought from, like, a FYE or some shit like that. The first actual DJ Screw's Screwed Up Records tape I bought was, I forgot what number it was, but it was One Life to Live. That was, like, the first one that I had that was actually from the shop. Like, One Life to Live. Like, I, you know, if you don't know, I'm a bitch Screw fan. I done had Soldier's Night for Cash. That was like my Bible. In fact, that's how I got into Screw. And watching that shit. That's how I got into not being encompassed with it. Because, like I said, I was introduced. I got all this background music. So, not background music, background noise, but whatever. I live live by the highway over here, so fuck it. But anyway, so what I was gonna say. So fuck. Yeah, like I said, so I first heard of Screw music and all this shit from motherfucking just being online and seeing, like, Screw tagged on MP3s. And then, you know, a little bit later, you know, the Swisher House tapes was going on, because we didn't have a lot of, like, DJ Screw tapes down there. You know what I'm saying? Like, people recognize DJ Screw, but you're going to hear a Swisher House tape faster than anything, because Swisher House tapes was just more widespread. And with, you know what I'm saying, cats that was coming up in my area, the rappers and shit like that was mostly Swisher House rappers. The Paul Walls, Comedians, Mike Jones, Magno, even the Dallas shit like DSR, shit like that. So, anyway, like I said, I heard from online would buy CDs, but to for me to watch it, what encompassed me with it was motherfucking shit. Soldiers United for Cash, and I'll tell you how that story happened. Long story short, I had a homeboy, Joseph Hall, that's the guy that put me in. He put me in the game. And I was in high school, I'm going to tell you this. So I'm in high school, and my homeboy, Joe Hall, he lived like towards the mall. That was like more like, fuck, I don't know, like in the middle of the city. I lived on the north side by downtown. And motherfucking, he like, yo, man, like, yo, come on over here. I got something I want you to watch, right? And this is VHS tape. So, you know what I'm saying? This VHS tape. He actually recorded two things on his VHS. One was Soldiers United for Cash, and the other one was Scratch the Documentary. Both were great, great things. But I love that I watched both of them back to back because it actually tailored me to my likings. You know what I'm saying? Soldiers United for Cash, if you don't know what that is, a documentary followed Screw. What they say, if you look online, they say he made that documentary a little bit before he died, or sometime before he died, something like that. I don't know. And it mostly follows the Screwed Up Click around, but it mostly follows the Screwed Up Click. But you know, you do see Screw in there. Screw talks, and if you watch it towards the end, because yeah, if you watch the what's the shit? Who's the other company? At the back of the DVD is something, somebody bonus mix. And he flips Supposed to Bubble, right? He flips Supposed to Bubble because in the DVD itself, he flips 25 lighters. He does the 25 lighters and he has the shit where he's scratching 25 lighters and then it fades into him doing 25 lighters in the club. And on the back of it, he does Supposed to Bubble. Only a little clip of it, right? But it shows him, like, beginning. And it's cool because you actually get to see the process. I don't know if that was actually his official process of doing Screw tapes, but you actually get to see him fucking around, which is prize footage. You know what I'm talking about? And then after that, it fades to that. And I think he just puts on this beat and just scratches. Like, it was just some dope-ass shit. You know what I'm talking about? So, fast forward, because this shit, I should write this shit down. Poor planning on my part. But this is a random ass podcast, interview thingy, whatever, whatever. So, anyway, so, oh, fuck. Anyway, Pizzle, why, what takes you so long? What takes you long to do tapes? So, basically, to come full circle a little bit, it takes me so long to do tastes because, like, I came back and I got into the battle scene out here, right? Because, like I said before, I was doing this DJ stuff. I was actually DJing clubs, parties, and all this other shit. And, like, at first I was doing tapes like everybody else. We all, you know, like I said, what the young cats used to do back in the day, cats like me, Marksman, I think Devastation was in that group, shit, it was certain cats that we would, you would be like, yo, this project come, you won't be the first one. But the main one I held ties with is DJ Marksman. Shout out to DJ Marksman. And if you want to follow DJ Marksman on Twitter, it is twitter.com/@realDJMarksman. He is still active, way more active than me as far as tapes and social media, because, you know. But anyway, so I got into the battle scene, and I figured, man, I actually, like, was whack. You know, real talk, I found out I was whack, and this is crazy. So, to get a scope of things and to be completely crystal and to be 100 with certain things, is that for the 8 or 9 years of doing this, of doing tapes, of DJing and all this, basically, I did the same shit over and over and over, and I got big-headed, you feel me? And you don't think about shit because you, like, as a DJ, and DJs can relate to this, you learn a few things, whether you inspire by people, you bite off people and all that, and I was a biter, shit, I admit it. And you think you the hot shit, but then you go around and you start hanging around these other cats, and you're like, oh, shit. Like, real shit, what happened is, one of the things that changed it, is that, so I got in the battle scene, like I said, And, you know, they will hold these scratch sessions out here, right? So there's a whole bunch of cats and shit like that. Like, I'm the only black guy, you know what I'm saying, in these sessions for the most part. You know what I'm talking about? That's real talk. Anybody vouch for that if you live out here. But, you know, you around cats that's, you know what I'm saying, you got the Filipinos, Koreans, like, you know, white folks, you got scratches from all over the place, right? But I was like the only black one, right? And so we all come together and cut. So I remember the first time this happened, because we did a battle when I first came back. A little bit after I came back, they did a scratch battle. My little brother DJ Inspect, shout out to DJ Inspect, it's like, yo man, let's do the scratch battle. I'm like, all right, bet, cool, you know, whatever, I'm just see how I do. And so how did I do? I did horrible, actually. I made it to the finals, because it was only like one round. So it was like, what, four DJs? So they only left one round and then the final round. And then, yeah, I got smoked. I ain't gonna even lie. I got smoked, bro. And, yeah, man, like, they had a session after that, and, like, we up, everybody's cutting, and I'm realizing, like, man, I don't even know nothing that I think I do, because I know a few things, but I ain't know a lot of this, a lot of that. So, what had happened was, actually, man, one of the cats in one of these scratch sessions that I was going to, because eventually I would keep going to scratch sessions every time they're throwing, somebody throw something every so often. Shout out DJ Revise, he was the main one throwing them at the time, the only person that throws them like that. And so Revise would throw the sessions, I pop up, and like, in one of these sessions, one of the big homies, Wish, shout out DJ Wish, it's like, yo man, you want to go session? And boom, and like, that's where it started. Wish kind of like took me under, well, shit, I ain't gonna say kind of, he did, took me under his leaf, his wing, and he was like, yo man, like, that's working. And the thing is, now, portable turntables is the thing. Like, I got a set of 12s, you know what I'm saying, I got a set of 12s and a motherfucking 62. At the crib, right? That's what, you know, I didn't have that gear for a while now. That's like, you know, that's my baby. I didn't have my 12s since I first started either. Same 12s I had, my 62. I had a 57 at first, then I got a 62. But, and if those numbers sound confusing, DJs know what the numbers is, but to break that down, 12s are 1200s, Technics 1200s, I got 1210s. I got 1210s, Mark 5s, all black, and, I got those, and my first mixer was a Rain 57, so that's 57. Then I upgraded to a Rain 62, so that's the whole 57, 62, 12 shit. So anyway, so I'm hanging around with Wish, and the thing is like, you got these little bitty turntables now, portables, right? They ain't as big as the 12-inch, of course, because you can fit a 12-inch record, but it's hard to scratch them. You got to get a 7-inch record, but not a 45. Don't get you a 45. 45 got a big hole in the middle. You can't get a 45 on a portable, but you got to have a real good 45 adapter. Don't get a 45 adapter that comes with the portable, because it's not going to hold worth nothing. I know that personally. So anyway, so yeah, man, I started doing this and started doing that. So after, like, sessioning and doing this and doing that and getting better and learning these techniques, because as a DJ, man, like, no, and nobody really talks about the, like, the DJ side of screw music, right? Like, when people say, like, you know, when people talk about, like, screwed and chopped music, or screw music, chopped music, chopped up, whatever, slowed and throw, whatever title you want to put on it, right? When people talk about it, they don't go, like, they don't get DJ nerdish on this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't gonna hear nobody's like, yo, man, you did a lot of two-click flares or orbits or whatever, this, and that, and this. And, because it really, I ain't gonna say it don't happen. It certain techniques does happen all the time. You hear certain techniques more than others. But the thing is, it's like, when you're doing scratching and you're doing scratch type things and all this and all that, you're scratching on a screw tape, you're mainly going off on the one, the you know, the bass, snares, a little bit on the vocals. Like, if you're doing a four count and you're scratching on the three, then that hits a lot. The vocal starts on the three, or the track busts on the two or the three, and you got to mix that way, then that's cool. But you know, if you're doing other shit, then that's, you know, it's a little bit complicated. So, because certain scratches don't translate well on certain things. Like, it just don't, because certain scratches are just, you know, like if you're a DJ, you DJs know what I'm talking about. Like say for instance, certain orbits, certain you can't do like a two click orbit will be harder to pull off than a super quick 2 click flare. You know what I'm talking about? On say, not on a vocal cut, but like on a bass line. You know what I'm talking about? Something like that on a bass drum. You know what I'm talking about? Shit like that. And nobody talks about shit like that. But anyway, so when I went and I started learning all these techniques, I was like, yo, man, like, I want to learn this shit, but I also want to incorporate my tapes because, yo, like, you know, like, real shit. Shout out to Prince. Shout out to my big homie Prince. And shout out to Jock. They told me years ago, like, yo, man, you do the same shit on your tapes. Every tape is a regurgitation of the same. And I'm talking about, like, not like 5-6, probably like 2 or 3 techniques was what it was. Now I'd be man enough to admit that. Fuck it. You know what I'm talking about? So that was the thing. So now that I'm opening my mind up and learning these scratches and doing this and doing that, and like, cause right now I'm trying to learn how to scratch with both hands. You know what I'm saying? Like really scratch with both hands. Like say Vince, a lot of cats will say they know how to scratch with both hands, but there's a difference between like, yeah, you know how to like move direct. You can do certain things with both hands, but you gangster, you cold with both hands. Like you, like your good hand can do what your bad hand can do. You know what I'm talking about? Like your weak hand on the fader is just as good as your good hand on the fader. You know what I'm saying? So it's shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That I've been doing and working on and shit like that. And it's like, that's the thing. Like, you can go months and months and months and months on end learning techniques, practicing and doing this, and while you live in your daily life, you know what I'm saying. And certain things you just trying to master. You know what I'm saying. You got one technique like a certain orbit, a certain flare, certain transforming technique, whatever, and you're trying to, you know what I'm saying. You're trying to like master that shit. And that will go for months and months and months on end. You just trying, you working on this, working on that. Or like the skill set you got, you just sharpen it up better, sharpen on better. You know, like, okay, I can scratch on, say for instance, I can scratch at 90 beats per minute, right? But I'm trying to go up to 110, 120 until eventually I can scratch on a crazy ass break beat, like 130. You know what I'm talking about? Those hard ass electro beats that super fire, fucking fast. You know what I'm saying? That you want to do all the complicated, crazy shit that makes everybody, you know, lose their minds. You know, like it's that's and that's certain things. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm talking in circles, but mind you, it's about 3:50 in the morning right now while I'm doing this. But anyway, so that's my thing about me just being delaying on tapes and stuff. It's not that I don't care. I mean, certain things is gone a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Because when I found that out, and I'm not when I found out, when I came to the self-realization that I wasn't as good as I wanted to be, and I really started working, scratching, getting back into the thing of scratching and battling and all this other shit, like, you know, that became like my priority, and tapes didn't, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, tapes was my priority. You know, I would do tapes before anything fucking else, you know what I'm saying? Tapes was my shit. I love putting tapes out. That's why the hardest boom of tapes I had was like within my first 2 years of actually coming out doing tapes, you know what I'm saying? And like, if you could track those tapes, you could actually hear me growing. Like, I wasn't those cats that just practice. Then I'm starting doing tapes. I was doing tapes as I was learning. And you could hear a little bit if you look, you know, a little bit of the evolution past, you know, the 2 or 3 techniques. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, man. So that's that. That's one of the questions. Pizzle, why you ain't made a tape? That's the reason right there. Pizzle, do you still got love for the screw community? Do you still like screw music and all that other shit? So question right there. Yeah, I'm still sort of kind of in the community, not really, because it's just a different ball game now. And the thing about the ball game now is like it's clicks, it's this, it's that, it's the beefing, it's this, it's the, you know, just a whole bunch of extra ass shit that goes on, you know. And with me, like, I think I only dropped, what, Empty Kunta Rappers number 8 this year. I'm trying to drop number 9 soon. I get the covers back, but other than that, I think I only did 2 or 3 tapes this year. I don't even know how many I did this year, because tapes ain't even the biggest thing to me no more. Like, me developing as a DJ and being better is the fucking thing. Like, you know, here's the thing, right? To put certain things in perspective, right? Screw music is a great thing for all music. And in the screw community, you get so much love, respect, success, and all that. Now, as a screw DJ now. Now, as a screw DJ, when you go to an actual DJ meet, I'm talking about if you go somewhere. You know what I'm saying? If you go, if you're a real DJ or whatever, if you actually go to a meetup, a get up, a cut session, and you like, yo, man, I do this, I scratch all on my tapes and I do this and all that, they're like, I bet. Show us what you know. And then you get around them cats like, well, you talked all this shit, but you ain't really doing nothing. You feel me? That was the thing that kind of made me like, I ain't gonna say that kind of made me, nobody ain't tell me like, nobody never did me like that, but that's how I felt inside, right? When I was going to my first few sessions thinking like, yo, no, I did all these tapes and I do that, I'm all right, right? And then I go around these cats and these cats are just cutting up all over the place, cutting in their sleep. And I can't even hold up to these cats. I'm like, oh, man. And it's not the caliber. I mean, you know, like, I ain't gonna say it's not the caliber. They was way better. You know, I'm not saying that I was better than them and they just this, that. No, I'm not saying that. They was way better. But the thing was, they just concentrated their time to really focus on their skill set while I was focusing my time doing tapes at the time. You know what I'm talking about? I couldn't see shit, because the main thing I was worried about is if I drop this certain tape, I drop the new Walker tape, drop the new Gucci tape, drop whatever fucking tape that just came out, I'm good. And people like it, I'm good. I'm popping. You know what I'm talking about? Well, that ain't the fucking case. Like, it, you know, like, as a cutter, man, you can be fucking unknown. You can be like one of those dudes that's in the cut, but people fear you. You know what I'm saying? Like, people fucking fear you. Like, real shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just a dude that's pale and skinny and all this shit, you get in the session, you motherfucking wrecking every fucking body. You like, oh shit, right? So my thing is now, like, now that I see that and I seen that, I wanted that development for myself. I also kind of want that development in the screw community. I don't think it's only a few DJs that's really, really trying to go for that. They're trying to develop themselves as DJs, because like a lot of cats, untrue to me, some of these cats need to call themselves like screw artists, like real shit. Some of these cats need to take the DJ title off the shit and put screw artists on there. Because here's the thing, like this shit is screw to me was a DJ, you know what I'm talking about? Because you can listen to certain tapes and you can hear screw fucking act the fuck up, like real shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because the thing is like, you can hear on certain takes, man, like those, you know, a lot of people, there's some people that don't like screw when he would get this one song and turn this 1 4-minute song to a 12-minute fucking song, but he's eating it up for like a good 6-7 minutes. It's just scratching and bring backs and this and that. It's really him clowning on that motherfucker, right? And like, you know, like, I appreciated that, because here's the thing, like, it's so many fucking screw tapes in the world, right? It's so many screw tapes in the world. And it's like, I don't know one person that has heard every single screw tape. And that's impossible, because the screw shop just said they got more tapes to put up. So even the official distributor of DJ Screw Tape, Screwed Up Records and Tapes, they got more tapes. So not nobody on this earth has heard every single fucking screw tape that it is from DJ Screw himself. But I'm telling you, you can hear certain screw tapes where it's just like, okay. Like, you can hear something like Late Night Fucking Your Bitch, right? Which is, to me, I don't know, because I ain't hear all of them, but as far as I know, that's one of the few all R&B tapes that Screw done. You know what I'm saying? And Screw don't do too much on the tape. It's mostly just, you know, it's mostly just him just slowing down. He talk a little bit of stuff on there. But, you know, he only flips like maybe, I think he does bring backs on I Wanna Be Down by Brandy. And then he does, the last track is the Body Calling remix. And he fucking actually does shit on that one. But so you got tapes like that that he don't really touch. He just do his thing on it. That's cool. And then you got certain tapes like, fuck, I don't know. There's so many fucking tapes. I like, one of my favorite tapes is The World Is Mine. That's one of my favorite tapes as far as him cutting up. Especially when he gets to, what's that track? Mind at Ease. Oh, man. Screw wrecks that motherfucker, right? And that's not even like the highlight of his shit. Like, you got certain tapes that he just, whew, just clown. Like me, I would judge the tapes by like how hard you wrecked on the tape, right? Like, you know, because all Screw tapes are jamming, but it's certain tapes that you really would listen to it because Screw just wrecking, right? So that was the thing. That's why I like bringing Screw up on certain things, because Screw actually would do that. You know what I'm saying? With certain artists in the game, they just slow down the tracks. Certain cats that's doing Screw music, they just slow down the tracks, put some chops on it, do an artificial looper, do an artificial break, do an artificial little flanger effect, and that's it. It's all artificial, made by the computer, and it's 2019. It's cool to say the shit, because like, fuck, if it's 2019 and people already know for years and years and saying wrestling is fake and all this shit, and they took the magic out of wrestling, I'm gonna take some of the magic out of Screw music for you. Sorry. But that's just what it is. I'm just speaking my piece. But that's just what it is. So there's some cats that just, it's all on the computer. It's all this, it's all that. And that's how they make their tape. But then you got some that evolved from doing that. Because I was one of those cats that actually used Atomics. And Atomics, you couldn't even do shit on that. Couldn't even scratch on that. All you could do was slow down the track and play with the faders and all this shit. I graduated from Atomics to Virtual DJ, one of the earlier types. And then I actually got a set of turntables. So I was one of the few people that actually used technology to learn how to DJ and actually, like, came up off of it. You know what I'm saying? Actually progressed. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it was. But, so that's it. So, yeah, like I said, there's cats that do artifice. Then you got cats that's like, stuck in that phase. Like, you know, you learn, it's certain, to me, it's certain scratches that like pretty much every Screw DJ do, because you heard every Screw DJ before you do, or whatever, and that's it. That's the cap with certain DJs. That's the fucking cap. There's no more exploration past that. There's no more exploration past, okay, I learned these scratches, I'm making tapes now, I'm doing these hits, and that's what it is. And I was one of, you know what I'm saying, I was one of those DJs that actually motherfucking used to do that same shit. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, that shit didn't change until I got in the battle scene a few years ago and I started doing different shit. And also other features in Serato DJ that made Screw tapes so much easier. Oh, shout out to Serato DJ, man. It's, I'm not gonna spill that sauce. I'll let y'all find that out. But if you got turntables in the mixer, I'm telling you, there's a setting that will make your life a little bit better. To me, way better. And maybe one day, if enough people, like, say for instance, if I put this out and people like, yo man, if enough people request a video and like, yo, DP, could you show me the process of doing this? Or show me your version, show me this. Should I even probably even make a video about it? You know what I'm talking about? I might give the secret out, because it really ain't no secrets. Because it's like with DJing, man, like, it's so much shit that you can find out. You'll figure it out one way or the other. You know what I'm talking about? It's just like back in the day, scratches used to be secrets. Like, if you know this complicated ass scratch, you didn't tell no fucking body. Just like back in the day, if you had a super rare record that nobody had, you would put a different stick on the label. You'll cover the label out, so nobody would know what record you're playing. So that record would be exclusively you. Or if you was in a video, did a session, you had a crazy ass scratch, you wouldn't let that shit be recorded unless you really wanted the credit for it like that. Either you wanted the fame for that scratch and you wanted people to know you did the scratch first, or you would be like, no, don't record me because I want that scratch to be exclusive for me. If somebody find out, good luck, but I ain't telling nobody. You better work for it. So that's how that was. Yeah, that's one of my things with the screw community. I think it's more such, it's more beef than it is. More beef, more this click shit and this and that. And just more the just the extra shit than it is about developing. You know what I'm saying? And I take that from actually being a DJ. And that's why I go back to saying, like, yo, cats don't need to call themselves screw DJs. Some of them. Cats need to call themselves screw artists. Real talk. Some cats need to call themselves screw artists. You know what I'm saying? If you just artificial, just that's what it is. Because, like, in the DJ sense, right? Just to break it down DJ terms a little bit more. Like, there was this thing back in the day, right, where you had the turntablist cats that use turntables and all this shit that could mix and scratch. You do all the shit, blends and, you know, all that other shit, right? And then you had the cats, like the EDM cats, and no knock on EDM cats, but some of them was just getting CDJs and just playing tracks, wasn't mixing it, wasn't doing shit with them besides just doing poses and doing this and doing that, but they was calling themselves DJs. Well, you ain't no fucking DJ, you know, like our community, you know what I'm saying, because I'm part of the DJ community, the main DJ community as well, the screw community. And I was one of those cats like, yo, man, well, you know, I don't feel that's right. And I used to get in arguments with cats out here, you know, in Hawaii about that shit a little bit. Because I feel like it wasn't fair that certain cats, you know, like this DJ title, like the old head said, this DJ title is earned. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you can give it to you, but you still got to, you can give it, you can call yourself a DJ, but you still got to earn it. You still got to earn the respect that comes with giving yourself that title, right? Just because you called yourself a DJ don't mean that you're going to get booked or you're going to have talent or anything, right? Just because you call yourself a DJ, man, and people know you and people clap for you when you stand up don't mean that, you know, people actually be like, I bet, well, let me actually take you serious. You know, that shit don't fucking happen like that sometimes. You know what I'm talking about? So my thing is that, you know, like, well, my thing is, I got a lot of love for the screw community and this and that, but one thing I would love to see more of is just more just cats just trying to push the envelope on the DJ side, right? You got cats just wants to learn the effects and all this and all that, but you don't want to learn more scratches, or you don't want to learn, like, you know, different ways to put your tape out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to, you know, make like a mega mix type tape or a motherfucker, you know, tape with different layers, or, you know what I'm saying, more transitions or this and that. You know, it's usually, you know, you slow it down, you do some chops in there, you do your bullshit and fiction, you keep going, boom, 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 you do your 16 track tape, you put it out online, people like it, whatever, whatever, and that's it. But you're giving people a false sense of, cats are getting a false sense of security, because then when people actually be like, oh, you're a DJ, and like, nah, I just do screw music. Well, like, you ain't really a DJ then, you're a screw artist. Because you should be able to, me as a screw DJ, and this I would love to see today, that screw DJs can go fall in any fucking circle. Like, a screw DJ could go to a scratch battle and get it if they wanted to. I'm not saying you have to do it as a screw DJ. I'm just saying this is what I would like to see. It don't have to happen. I would like to see the screw scene evolve, you know what I'm saying, DJ wise, you know what I'm talking about. So that's that shit. What else? I got anything else? Anything else to say? I think that was it for the most part, man. I mean, that's my main things. I just want to put something out there because I ain't said shit in a long time. I ain't put nothing up in a long time, but I'm gonna put this out there. And if anybody got any problems or any questions, all that, you can hit me up. You can hit me up on all my social media. Pretty much all my social media is Pizzlemane, PIZZLEMANE. That's pretty much all my social media shit. Search it, whatever, whatever. Like, my Twitter is at Pizzlemane. My Instagram is at Pizzlemane. My Facebook is Pizzlemane, the God. Like, yo, so it's, you can find me on Pizzlemane with and a lot of shit. You want something like right there, like instantaneous, even though it seems like I don't be on Twitter like that. Twitter's probably the best bet to catching my shit, catching up, or Instagram, you know what I'm saying? So both Twitter and Instagram is both at Pizzlemane. So you can catch me there. Like I said, you got any questions, any concerns, any complaints, you want to dispute, you want to debate about this shit, you want to grieve your opinions about me or whatever, feel free. Like, fuck it. And like I said, what I said before, earlier I said, if I knew the little thing that would make Screw DJ's shit a lot easier, if you got turntables and if you got Serato DJ Pro. If you got turntables and Serato DJ Pro, and enough people be like, yo, man, I want to learn about this useful tip. And the tip ain't really nothing as far as, like, skill tapes. It's just a certain setting I think will help you help with the flow of fucking making tapes. You know what I'm saying? To me. But I could be fucking wrong. But other than that, that's it. Holler at me. You like it? Holler at me. Tell me that you like it. You want to hear more shit? Holler at me. You got any questions? Any questions or anything like that? Let me know. And next podcast, the next time I can remember to do one of these motherfuckers, then I will motherfucking definitely answer your motherfucking questions. You know what I'm talking about? So anyway, like I said, you can still find my tapes. I got shitload of tapes. So like, say for instance, you heard an old tape that ain't online no more. But there's a lot of tapes on DatPiff. I can't log on DatPiff because I'm banned. How I'm banned? I'm banned, but my tapes ain't banned. Ain't that bad a bitch? But a lot of my tapes on DatPiff. I put certain tapes that was just, you know, I would only send it as a link. You have to go through my Twitter feed or Facebook or something to find those, because I didn't put those out because either I didn't have covers for them, or it was a one-track mix, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So some you just gotta either know about them or search for them, or just ask me at DP what you didn't put out. You know, I'm talking about Pizzle, what you didn't put out. So yeah. Other than that, I'm here, man, and I love the Screw shit, man, real shit. And if for anybody that wants some help, like real shit, if you got some questions, you want some advice, because yeah, I might not be doing, I'm probably not the most popular DJ. In fact, I'm probably like the least popular motherfucker, because I don't put shit out. Nobody know who I am anymore. Back in the day, I was kind of popular, but not no more. I'm just on a different path. But yeah, but I still know a thing or two about doing tapes. So, because if you listening to my latest rap tape was the Waka Flocka Salute Me a Soup. Salute Me and Shoot Me 6, and the last R&B tape was Empty Condor Rappers number 8, right? Yeah, number 8. You can listen to those. Got any questions, just holler at me. Other than that, holler at you. Much love to you, man, and fuck with all of y'all, man, no matter what. All right, 100.